Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to our show. I'm Daniel Rasby, and this is my father, Imran Rasby, here.
Hello.
We're with Higher Ground Financial Group. That's the company name, so you can Google us, Higher Ground Financial Group, or you can go to our website directly, which is riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. We chose that name because those are the three biggest killers in retirement: risk, fees, and taxes.
So right.
I hear about that on the program all the time. One of the risks in retirement is the risk of being really successful. The risk of being, how is that a risk? Well, if you're successful, the more successful you are, the more the government taxes you. And so we want to get rid of the taxes as much as possible legally. I want to only use tools that are approved by the IRS that don't have any shaky ground. I am a tax attorney. I want to stay within those lines. But there are a lot of cool strategies, and you may have grown a lot in your wealth, maybe even in the last few years, and you weren't aware of some of these strategies that are normally available to the uber wealthy, to the $150, $200 million estates, but they may now be available as well to those with some smaller estate values. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, if you have $5 million or $10 million, $10 million is a sweet spot. There's a lot of interesting things there. One of the things, though, before we get into that, I want to really do a disclosure. If you watch on Instagram or TikTok or YouTube, there's a lot of people out there giving some crazy tax advice, some really illegal tax advice, and they can't really get in trouble for it because, you know, the internet, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, I saw somebody the other day said, I want to buy a Ferrari, but I don't want to pay the tax for that. So I'm just going to deduct the entire thing and I'll start a business. So I say it's a business expense. Like, well, no, unless the Ferrari is needed for your business, maybe you race it in a car race. That raises Ferraris. Like, unless it's that related to your business, it's not deductible because the IRS is going to say there is another car you could have bought that would also go on the same distance. Therefore, it's not deductible. So be very careful. There's people that throw around a lot of fun sounding and cool sounding loopholes on social media. And a lot of it is really, really not true. Not only is it not true, the IRS has even released guidance specifically condemning it.
And what
there are people that are going to jail. And think about it. If you watch some influencer's video and you try his advice and then you get in trouble for it, he doesn't get in trouble for it.
Right.
He's just giving the talking on social media. He can say, well, I'm just entertaining people, and you're the one that actually follows the advice and you're the one that goes to jail. So you need to work with a tax attorney that can give you the specific real tax laws. Not only that, but the revenue rulings and the court cases behind what those things are.
It's one of the crazy things that I've been hearing a lot recently. Several people saying that, you know, they want to convert to Roth, but they want to take advantage of like undervaluing their asset, and somehow they can tie it up in something because it's not completely liquid. They can actually do a valuation that is lower than what it is. So let's say they have $500,000 and they buy this property and they tie it up somehow that they cannot sell it for 5 years. So that because of that, it's tied up for 5 years, that value is now only $350,000.
And that's crazy because as soon as the IRS sees that, they're going to say, well, you artificially deflated the value of your property. Therefore, you have committed fraud, tax fraud. And that's really bad because that implies you knew that what you were doing was bad. And even if you were convinced by somebody else that it was right, you're the one that gets in trouble for it, not your accountant or your advisor there. So make sure you're working with somebody that actually knows what they're talking about.
Now, there's a difference between making a mistake and having some penalties and taxes owed. But fraud, and this falls under the category of fraud, that you're trying to cheat the government, they don't like that so much. That's more jail type thing. Like Wesley Snipes, he ended up going to jail because he didn't pay his taxes and somebody advised him not to. So,
but the guy that advised him wasn't in so much trouble, right? So, that's the thing. Now, there's another one that goes around a lot. There's a lot of advisors talking about this, say, well, if you put your money in an annuity, the insurance company will pay the tax for you for the Roth conversion.
So they're going to give you a big bonus, and that bonus will pay the tax.
And that's not true because, first of all, most bonuses aren't even real money. They're fake money for income purposes. We talked about that before.
And that's really important. Let's pause for a second and talk about that.
Most bonuses from annuities are not actual money, their fake money, in order to calculate a future income that you can't ever spend in a lump sum.
And there are several things that when they give you the bonus, it doesn't come from nowhere. I mean, right. They're going to lower the caps. They're going to lower the payout factors. That's important because you want to look at there's a lot of things that go into what kind of income you're going to have.
And then there's the premium bonuses that are actual money bonuses. And those are the real money, but that's not the same thing as the insurance company paying you to do a conversion, because if you think about it, the money doesn't go to you. It goes to the annuity. So now your annuity has a higher value, but that's just the same thing as you earning more interest because the market did well 1 year. There's nothing else different about it, but now you're going to earn less interest because you got a lower cap in exchange for the bonus. So the annuity doesn't perform any better than a normal annuity would, but they're telling you, well, it's getting you so much more interest in the first year, so you can use that to pay the taxes. But if you use it to pay the taxes, you also have to pay tax on the tax money because you're withdrawing from the annuity or from the IRA. We always tell our clients, when you're doing a Roth conversion, you want to use other money. Don't use the money from the IRA. If you get good interest, that's great. Keep it in there, because you want your Roth to be as high of a balance as possible.
Yeah, because one of the things that people think, well, if I convert $100,000 and I got to come up with $30,000 to pay taxes, well, I'll just take it out of there. Now I have $70,000. The problem with that is you can't put $30,000 back in if you decide you find it someplace else. You could, however, if you need the money, you can take it out of the Roth, because once you've converted and pay the taxes, you can take it out.
So even if I took a loan for the $30,000, that'd still be better, because I could always take money out of the Roth later and pay off the loan.
And the money inside the Roth is growing tax-free. It's huge. It's a big, big, big bonus.
So don't fall prey to those viral Instagram and TikTok and videos that talk about these cool tax loopholes that you never heard of. A lot of those people, most of those people, are not actual tax attorneys. They don't really know what they're talking about. Some of them do. There are some good ones mixed in, but you need to talk to us to find out, okay, what are their sources? What are they saying? Does it actually make sense? And what is the logic behind it?
Yeah, there's people talk about Cook Island Trust. They're complicated. They're not for everybody. Some people, they can do really well, but for the majority of people, they're really too complicated, too expensive. There's lots of different things. There's also trust, the charitable trust, things like that you put in and set your business up as a charity or a church. You can't really do that. It's not really legal. Yeah,
only an actual church can be a church. And if you try to pretend to be a church, the IRS will come back and bite you. And don't think that your reliance on religious liberty and First Amendment is going to protect you. Several people have gotten in trouble with that. The IRS was able to prove that they didn't actually have a church, so therefore they had to pay all these taxes. Not only that, but the penalties and interest on those taxes. And not only that, they were in some cases able to prove the people knew that they weren't a church and they were claiming it, and therefore now they're going to jail.
Yeah.
So you want to make sure that you're taking advantage only of the correct and true tax loopholes. So there is one that is
going to be... Yeah, we're talking about Roth. Talk about tax-free growth in Roth. What else is there that's tax-free, Daniel?
Besides Roth, there's not a whole lot, except there's one really big one, is life insurance. And life insurance, if you do it right, you can access that money tax-free in the future. Not only when you die, but even when you're alive.
But most people think that life insurance just for the people that are young, that's starting out, they want to place their salaries, they get a term policy for 20 years. I mean, you look at Dave Ramsey, he talks about that all the time. Life insurance, terrible, terrible life insurance. Term is all you need, and you gotta get rid of it as soon as possible.
Well, for the average person, there may be some truth in that you don't need to be putting money into places that you can't access it for a while, or it grows, in different ways. But if you are in the higher net worth category and you're maxing out the Roth, you can't put any more money in tax free. The only way to put money in tax free is with life insurance. I was talking to a client just the other day about this, where he said, "Look, I've got this IRA. I'm converting to Roth each year. But I've also got all these stocks, and I'm going to be reducing my position in this company over the next several years. I'm going to have to pay the tax and move it out anyway. Where am I going to put it?" I said, "Well, you have to put it in life insurance, because there's no other place that will be completely tax-free. So over the next 10 years, you're going to put it into life insurance, because anything else you invest in will be taxable someday. Now, you could potentially hold it long enough to die and leave it to your kids, and then they won't pay any capital gains. But that means you can't make any adjustments. You can't make any allocation changes for the next 35 years, because he was pretty young. So in his case, life insurance was really the best option. And it wasn't even close with the other options that were available. So the life insurance is often not the end goal. It's a means to an end, right? Because the tax play. It's a tax play. So you can pay for it out of your pocket like everybody does. You can just put in money at each year, whether it's...
I mean, I have a choice. I don't have to pay for it.
Well, you might not, but it could be 30, 50, 100, 200, 500,000, $1 million a year, however much you want to put in. You're only going to qualify for a certain amount based on what the your financial situation is. Now, if your net worth is above $5 million, really above $10 million, there are some hybrid programs that are available where you can start getting someone to partner with you above $5 million in assets. But $10 million is a sweet spot. What does that mean? What are you eligible for? It's called premium financing.
So if I have $10 million, do I have to like use my $10 million?
No, but you have to have enough assets that if something happened with this premium financing, you'd be able to cover for a year or two. And that's
not even a long commitment. You just have to have that as a temporary collateral.
Right. So what does premium financing mean? It means that you get a bank to lend you money to buy life insurance. Why would a bank do this?
Yeah.
Well, the banks know that life insurance is extremely profitable, not just for the insurance company, but for the client. And if you're profitable, that means you have the money to pay back the loan in the future. So banks love to do this. They love to lend people money to buy life insurance because you can pay the interest on the bank to the bank with the interest from the life insurance policy, which is more. Not in the first few years. So for the first 2, 3, 5 years, you have a kind of a gap where the bank is lend more money than what you're actually able to access from the policy to pay it off.
And the reason
that's why they look for higher net worth people, because they can take a lien on some of your stocks. You don't have to sell them.
And the reason for that is, in life insurance, it's not a short-term play. It's a long-term play. So that means that in the first few years, the surrender charge is going to be higher, and so you can't access all of your money. So even though your money's growing at great interest rate, the life insurance company is excellent, they're going to charge you a surrender charge if you want to cancel it early because it costs them money. So that's why it takes a good bit of time. And think about it. If I qualify to put $1 million a year in. $1 million a year. But I don't want to tie up $1 million of my money.
You're investing it back into your business or growing your business.
But so you want to do other things? So you put $100,000 and let the bank put in $900,000. And then at the end of 15 years, the bank can take their money back out. And I've just controlled a huge amount of life insurance and I still have it. And I still have a bunch of cash value, which is much, much more than I paid in the $100,000.
Exactly. And you can get a lot of leverage with premium financing. I saw one recently that there was something like a 12% compounded return on your money for your death benefit, which is huge. There's no stock that's going to promise to do that every single year.
Without going negative.
Without ever losing money after all fees and costs and after all taxes. So it's really, really cool. If you have a net worth of over $5 million, especially over $10 million, but even over $5 million, there's some plans that are not quite as good as the one we were talking about, but they do apply to you. Talk to us. Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. And again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. We look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.